Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Living by Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If I had said, well, I'm going with the new move of God. I'm doing this. So bye-bye, Brother Hagin. Y'all are the old generation. The Moses that's not going into the new promised land. Here we go. Then exactly what the enemy wanted would have happened.
Yes.
He would have gotten me disconnected from the part of the body God had joined me to. Can you see?
Yes.
That was my link to getting the enlightenment I needed.
Yes.
Oh, come on. Can you see this? And now following off after a wrong thing, not only would I not have gotten the enlightenment I needed, I would have gotten further and further into darkness and confusion. Oh, come on. Can you see this? And might have woke up 10 years later. When it became glaringly obvious. But what would have not happened those 10 years? My training, my development, my growth. A 10-year chunk of your life is nothing to throw away. What did he say to try? Try the spirits. We saw here, look here again in James, and I think I'm closing. James 3:17, look at it. Well, I tell you, back up to 14 again, get this whole thing. Because in this passage, we're shown how to try the spirits and identify the wrong ones from the right ones. When I say the right ones, I mean, of course, the Holy Spirit. And then those who are of a right heart and spirit that's listening to Him and following Him. If you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. That's a wrong spirit. Verse 15. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Keep going. For where envying and strife is, there's confusion and every evil work. Verse 17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's not mixed with a bunch of stuff. It's pure. Then it's peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. I noticed these folks that got so adamant. And what happened? There were several people on staff. They left. I'm talking about teachers, ministers that I really liked. That were obvious. I mean, I was in some services with them where they were obviously anointed, move of the Lord, gifts of the Spirit. But then they decided they knew more than the folks God brought them in under. Forgot that 10 years ago, they were lost as could be. Didn't know how to get in and out of the rain, spiritually speaking. And God used these people. See, a wrong spirit's going to be disrespectful and start talking like, yeah, well, these folks don't have this revelation. And so God's been showing them things for 60 years. And now you, after three, have caught up and passed them. Now, this is a sign and a wonder here, ain't it? If it was remotely true. Easy to be entreated, easy to talk to, and these folks weren't. Wrong spirit is prideful. Why? Because the devil is the most prideful of all. A wrong spirit is pushy. This is the only way. I mean, if you don't accept this, then forget you. We can't fellowship. We can't. That's acting like it's the only truth in the book. Well, we have to disconnect from everybody and go on with this new thing God's showing us. Oh, beware, beware, beware. God shows you something and it's really Him. It's just going to add to what He's already been telling you. It's not going to discount everything He's shown you. It's not going to contradict what he's shown you. Full of mercy. Good fruits. You don't have to understand all the details, but are you getting what kind of spirit he's talking about? Wise, godly wise, kind, easy to talk to. No pride. No, I'm right, you're wrong. That's not a right spirit. Whether it's at your house or in church, it's not a right spirit. If you know the truth, you see part of some things. I see part of some things. Let's thank God for the part we see. Yes. Right? And acknowledge there's a lot of parts we don't see. But don't come telling us that your truth is the only truth that matters. Because you're not dividing it by anything else. And that's a sign of error. And don't be pushy and adamant. Like this is all there is. And everybody else just spinning their wheels. You'll find folks that get off, then they start talking down to everybody. Including all the ministers, like, you poor chumps. They might not say it, but you can hear it in the tone of their voice. Y'all don't even know what the gospel is. You mean we just been blind, wandering around out here in ministry for 30, 40 years? And I ain't got a clue who Jesus is or what the gospel is. Keep reading the rest of it. Full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. They're not different with this group than they are with this group. They're the same. They're consistent. They're kind. I'm not taking credit for the scenario I just described to you. It was the mercy of God. I made it through that chapter in my life. I'm pretty sure if I had been prideful and disconnected from Brother Hagin that God sent me and joined me to, that I would not be looking at you today. And our ministry would be nowhere. In fact, I doubt I'd be in the ministry. Looking back at some things that Phyllis and I were able to overcome and get through, it was because of the supply of the Spirit. Come on, you listen, we had been receiving and the anointing and grace we'd been under and the people that were joined to us. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. The following 10 years and the 10 years after that. There's a place you're supposed to be.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you,
Lord. It's a God joined, God connected. Come on, do you believe it? And it's not surprising that the enemy will do his best to get you offended or hurt or lifted up in pride so that you disconnect from that. Why? Because he can't do much with you unless he can get you separated from your supply. Separated from the protection that comes when you're under what you're supposed to be under and in what you're supposed to be in. He's a predator. Isn't he? He's described as the lion, as the wolf. What? He wants to separate you from the rest of the pack. Yep. He wants you to be an independent little sheep. I don't need a shepherd. I don't need anybody telling me what's right and wrong. Well, independent little sheep, get eat. They get eaten. You don't want to get eaten. You want to be close to the Lord. You want to be close to what he joined you to. You want to show it respect. Men and women, even the ones God joined you to, they can make mistakes. We've already said they don't know everything. But don't be in a rush to disconnect and unhooked. Looking back now, I'm so thankful by the grace and mercy of God. What happened is by me not breaking and disconnecting and running after what I thought was the great new revelation, it gave God time. Time to get to me, to help me in my ignorance and some pride. There was a lot of pride there and a lot of other things. And over the course of that, I told you, it took 2 years for me to really begin to see That's not right. Did you hear that?
Yes, sir.
And I mean, I'm in the Word every day. But see, the enemy's tricky, isn't he? He's very deceptive. And he quotes scriptures. Doesn't he? Friend, I'm so thankful. But just thinking back now, I mean, it almost brings you to tears. What Phyllis and I would have missed if we had done that. Because, I mean, this when I'm talking about now, it was before I had a place in the healing school out there. It was long before I taught in the training center. And it was decades before we traveled personally with the Hagans and had fellowship with. Come on, are you listening? We would have missed all of that. And looking back now, all of that was so vital to us being able to do what we're doing today. We needed every one of those years. And the input and the help. And what we didn't realize is what we were learning that wasn't even being said. Just watching how they lived. You don't even realize you're learning it. Oh. Glory to God. It is so precious. And it is so devilish to speak disrespectfully of that. It is so ungodly to act so proud and haughty. Like you don't need them. You're beyond them now. So, such a wrong spirit. What did Jesus say? Come learn about me. How is he? I'm meek. Lowly of heart. Come. You'll find rest to your soul. Hallelujah. And you'll find your place. And you'll find your course. And you'll stay on it. And you'll look up one day and you are just where God wanted you to be. You're at the right place. At the right time. You're trained. You know what to do. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the devil's trying to disrupt. That's what he's trying to stop. But you're not going to let him. Is that right? Everybody stand on your feet. You're not going to let him. We'll be talking more about some of these things, I think. Don't put any words in my mouth. Don't say what I said or didn't say about anything. Remember what we talked about? Partial truths. There's truth about grace. There's truth about faith. Which one's right? Both of them's right. Is that right? You don't have to pick one over the other. Both of them's yours. In fact, all things are yours. It all belongs to you. You don't have to pick and choose. It's all mine anyway. Hallelujah. So believe with me over the course of these next weeks, as the Lord would help us, that we see exactly what we need to and we get light.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Living by Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.